sounds good.
Gallus will not be seen tonight.
You're kidding.
I never cared about a thing like that.
But it will return next Friday.
Well, in that case, we better stop wasting time.
So instead, you get us. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to hour two of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk. Whenever you want us, whenever you need us, however you need us, on our website and app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. It's Monday, April 15th, 2024. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hello, everybody. Howdy. Howdy. Hello. How you doing? We're glad you're here. Coming up in just a little bit, a little boob tube bonanza. My goodness, this is just a little teaser. SNL was so good.
Yes.
In my opinion, one of the best episodes this season, one of the best episodes in months. We'll tell you why coming up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the T-Wolves. Now, did you go to the game?
Yeah,
Lex?
I was at the game yesterday.
You were?
I went to the game. Yes, it was a fan appreciation day. And usually on the weekends, if it's an afternoon game, we try to go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you see? Did you sing Bingo in the car ride over to the Target Center?
Yeah, you know, teaching him new stuff. You know, no, that was Saturday, and then I realized I have to come up with a different song to teach him.
Yeah.
but yeah, the Timberwolves lost to the Phoenix Suns, 125-106. It didn't look good for a lot of the game. It started off really fun.
Yeah.
And man, fans were just jazzed. Oh, and I do love the old school cool that they've got going on. All the merch right now. I just want it all. It just looks
really?
So cool. It's that old logo. Oh, man.
I so, love good merch.
Yes.
I love good merch.
Oh, there's some really great sweatshirts. And anyway, I was looking at that going, maybe one day I'll pick some stuff up because, you know, it looks like they are. Making they are going to the playoffs now. Some people say this is a worst case scenario because, they play the Suns again in the first round of the playoffs. Now they're third in the conference, and if it's any repeat of the way it's been playing the Suns, we're gonna lose again.
Yay!
So, So I don't know. My husband thinks this is just a throwaway game. Because regardless, they were going to make it. And, you know, maybe they're just trying to take it easy. But I don't know.
It's so even though they're not in the playoffs.
No, they're in the play. They will. They'll meet each other for in the playoffs, but in the first round. And for some, and, you know, I'm thinking the same. This is really the worst case scenario because they've beat them every time now this season.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that's not good.
No.
Not good at all. And then there's a guy on the Phoenix Suns. His name is Devin Booker. And he's really known for a lot of smack talking.
Yeah.
And he was smack talking. And
the T-Wolves?
Yeah, he was smack talking the T-Wolves. And at one point, he said something to someone. And Ant, you know, Edwards, one of our major stars, and him kind of got into a little pushing match. And that was like, whoa,
did
what's going on
it?
Down there? Yeah, I did. I was like, what's going on down there? Oh, my gosh. They started pushing each other, and everybody started.
They weren't joking around?
No, no, no.
This isn't a hockey game? What
no,
the
this
heck?
Is, no, this is this happened, and, it was like right around halftime, and right before halftime ended. And we were hoping that maybe that jazzed everybody up. And it would make the game, you know, like real rah-rah, but
yeah.
it didn't. But regardless, that's wild to see because then everybody rushes to the court to pull everyone apart. And then the other players, you know, everyone starts smack talking.
Yeah.
And then they pulled them apart and then like they came back together again and started it up again. And that was the most excitement of the game, guys.
Oh.
But still, you know, go Wolves.
Yeah.
there's still a chance.
What you're saying is there's still a chance.
We're saying there's a chance.
You know, between that on-court stuff and then all the off-court drama between Alex Rodriguez and Mark Moore.
Oh, my gosh.
And Glenn Taylor, that is just a mess.
That has to affect
off,
them.
Right?
Yeah, the deal is off.
The deal's off. Oh, man, yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
So Glenn still owns it. And that, no new owners.
That is correct.
Yeah, I was thinking when this was all going down, if in fact they did end up winning, like who would accept the award?
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
it
Glenn
would be
Taylor.
Yeah, it would be Glenn Taylor, but still, yeah. Like, the process was down the road.
Well, think a little, one more thing of sports news, because we've been talking about them a couple times over the last few weeks. Did you see that the Duke basketball player, Jared McCain?
Yeah, my guy.
He's leaving Duke.
Yeah.
He's going to the NBA.
Yep.
He was there for like 14 seconds.
Yeah, that's all you need.
One season. Yep, as it happens.
Yeah, because I'm, you know, this is a whole new world for me, so I don't know how it works. But I was like, well, congratulations.
Yeah.
He's heading to the NBA.
Go Jared.
Now who's laughing? You paint your nails all you want.
Oh, yeah.
Leave him alone.
He was already, yeah.
Oh, please, yeah. He doesn't care, nor should he.
Mm-hmm. But it's an emotional goodbye. You know, you play for a year even, and, you know, just to... That's such a franchise. It's such a legacy team. And but yeah, he's good enough. So you know what?
Yep. It's going to be fun to watch.
We'll see the draft. That's going to be fun. Guys and girls side. Wow.
Yeah. I might even watch. I mean, my goodness. Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
Well, great. And speaking of SNL too, I know we're going to be getting there, but
yeah.
Caitlin Clark made a surprise appearance. That was pretty cool.
That was great. Ripped Michael Che, which was hysterical.
Oh.
Well, let's get to it. We're going to take a break. The best SNL in months. You'll find out. By now, you know Red Cow and Red Rabbit are closed on Mondays. So I always take Monday as an opportunity to tell you that Red Cow does catering. Did you know that? So if you are a hardworking administrative assistant or you are a party planner and you are looking for a great, great option for catering for your next event, Red Cow Run to Red. You can get cold box lunches at Server Chips, coleslaw, pickles, and a cookie, like their chicken club wrap, BLT sandwich, turkey avocado. They have great options for vegetarians as well. You can get salads to go, sliders as well, which is so great. We just had that at a My Talk event. What a hit the sliders were. You can get hot box lunches as well, charcuterie boards, apps like wings and chicken tenders. No matter what you're looking for, Red Cow Catering can help you. Go to redcowmn.com and click on catering, fill out the form, and boom. So for your next event, run to Red.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Welcome back. So SNL was new over the weekend. Ryan Gosling was the host. And right off the bat, we should just say, I think even though Lorne Michaels historically hates when the cast breaks, he famously said that's what they do over on the Carol Burnett show. He didn't like when his cast would break character because that was a famous thing that Carol would do. Well, Carol didn't even like it either. But she had no control over Tim Conway. Anyway, I say that because I say that because I think my feeling is I think Lauren knows what he's getting when he has Ryan Gosling hosting. He knows that Ryan is going to break character no matter what. And my goodness, the episode was better for it.
He did it a lot.
Yeah.
He did it a lot. Some might say, oh, too much. Never too much for me personally. I did LOL. I laughed out loud so much at these at so many of the bits.
Yeah, it was so funny.
And most of it was triggered by Ryan breaking and then Ryan causing others who normally do not break to break.
Yes.
Let's start with one. I know that you love this one too. This is probably going to go down. I think this will be one of the new classics for SNL. I really do. Oh, not overselling it. this will be one of those like cowbell and wait, this will be one that will be watched over. It will be featured on specials. It's Beavis and Butthead.
So whoever did the makeup and the styling of this deserves awards.
Emmy.
Oh my gosh.
So this, at first you think it's a weird concept because what it is it's a cable news live stream event on artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there and Heidi, what's her name? I can't think of her last name. She's the moderator. And they have the AI expert. And
Heidi Gardner.
Heidi Gardner. Mm-hmm. And he keeps getting distracted by a guy in the audience, Ryan Gosling, who looks just like Beavis. And here's where we're going to pick it up. Again, this is really visual, but you'll get it.
But he's
you'll
sitting hear the right laughter. In the sight line, yeah. Right behind her.
And Kenan yeah. Thompson is playing that AI expert.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. Thank you, Holly. I forgot to say Kenan. Yeah. So take a listen.
Professor, you've been very outspoken about the threat AI poses. Can you explain your stance to the average American?
Kenan notices Beavis.
I'm sorry, what?
Can you explain your stance on AI to the average American?
Certainly. To be clear, I'm not anti-AI. I just, Beavis, believe AI needs to be properly regulated. I'm sorry.
Professor, is there a problem?
Yeah. There's a gentleman in your audience who looks strikingly similar to Beavis from the cartoon Beavis and Butthead. It's just a little distracting.
I'm not familiar with that cartoon, but would it help if he moved seats?
Yeah, that might be a good idea. It's the gentleman in the blue shirt and blonde pompadour.
She looks back.
Heidi loses it.
Do you mind moving?
I'm sorry? Me? You're talking about me? I have no idea what's going on. I'm sorry. What?
Yes, can you move the seats?
Okay, sure. I'm sorry. I've never heard of that cartoon character. So.
And you really never watched Beavis and Butthead when you were a teenager?
No, I was pretty, so I was going to parties and hooking up.
So at this moment, Ryan Gosling, who looks like Beavis, gets up. Heidi is trying to go back to asking Kenan moderate the discussion. And the camera cuts away, cuts back. And now Mikey Day is dressed as Butthead. And the Butthead makeup, like Lex said, is so good. Mikey Day looks just like a real life Butthead. And this is where Heidi, this is so visual, but the only reason this is funny on the radio is you can hear Heidi breaking and she never breaks. Heidi Gardner never breaks. Listen to this.
Now, Professor, if AI is left unregulated, what is your worst case scenario?
Well, in simplest terms, it becomes so intelligent that it deems humans unnecessary and kills us all.
But if human beings created the AI, can't we just program it to not do that?
Well, it depends. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
What? I think that's a valid question.
No. Now there's a gentleman behind you that looks like Butthead.
Professor, just because our audience members aren't as informed on the issue as you doesn't make them buttheads.
Butthead from the cartoon. He's Beavis' friend.
I really like to move on and discuss AI, so would you like him to move?
Yes, thank you. The man with the gray shirt and exposed gums.
Heidi turns around now.
Kindly move seats.
She's talking to you. Oh, I'm sorry, me?
See, what I wonder is...
And then later they're sitting next to each other and then they do the giggle and everything.
What I wonder is, and I doubt it because it's, hello, dress rehearsal. But what I wondered was, did they not do full, like, maybe did they do different makeup in the dress rehearsal? Because Heidi looks like she had not seen them
until that moment. Or they just said, oh, well, we'll just do the makeup later. We'll just act it out.
I was like, maybe they had the wig and the t-shirt on. And
seeing it in fruition.
Yeah, and then seeing them actually as Beavis and Butthead.
Was too much.
That would be the way to do it. That would be genius if they did it that way. For all the skits, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. Because her reaction is so genuine when she turns around. Oh. Even more than Ryan as Beavis. When she turns around and sees Mikey Day as Butthead, it's uncontrollable laughter. Like, she can't even talk. So, which makes me think she had not seen Mikey Day in the full makeup until that moment. Oh. You know what? We got to take a break, but and we'll play the Caitlin Clark a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what other skit surprisingly had me rolling is the doctor skit. Did you guys see that one?
Is it when Ryan played? Yes, he played his assistant. Yes. Well, the makeup. Yes. They were just having the best time.
Yeah.
And it was the way Ryan talked and kept blowing his bangs from his face. Oh God.
I hope that Lorne Michaels has loosened up a little bit on this laughing and breaking character. Because it brings so much joy. And I think that he's probably wise enough to understand that it's okay sometimes.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Because as a viewer, it is a hell of a lot of fun. Oh my goodness, was it fun. Just to see them all. Like, Bowen couldn't, and you know what? It endears me to Ryan, too. It makes me think that Ryan does not take himself very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
I find him so enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what fun.
I know. We'll play more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to take a break, though. We'll play a game when we come back.
Hey everyone, it's Alexis. Last year I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Can I use my Target circle today?
Does T.O. Day spell today?
Huh?
Yes, it does, and yes, you can. Jelly beans! I love to stick these inside my dollhouse's chicken coop underneath the pretend chickens and say, congratulations, ladies!
Okay.
They look like eggs.
Oh.
Just purple and white and yellow and green.
Now back to Mediocre Radio, Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Oh, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for attending. We'll mark you down and your student file is present.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, especially with the thought of maybe Kristen Wiig taking over for Lorne Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Or Tina Fey.
That's been kind of swirling around in Tina Fey.
How fun would that be? We'll see.
Hopefully he's loosening up. He's ready to retire.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah,
please.
Geez, after half a century, you'd hope you loosen up just a little bit. Just a little bit.
And he deserves it. Go enjoy your life, Lauren.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Let's play a little game to get us laughing.
Very well, well, well. You have 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Initiating 5 seconds.
This is Jason's new game.
Not new.
4 years
old. 5 second
showdown.
That's not enough time.
You got 5 seconds.
Welcome to 5 second showdown. Please, please, please play at home. And remember, as David Letterman said, no illegal wagering, please. Well, I mean, you can, but. Just don't tell us about it.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
No. Well, we don't know. No one can use against us in a court of law.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Let's see here. Are you ready? Alexis, are you ready to go?
I am ready.
Okay. This always gets our mind going on a Monday. Okay.
Yeah, or not.
Oh, how appropriate for Alexis. And Alexis, you can't say yourself. That's a little clue, okay? You cannot say yourself, okay?
Okay.
Alexis, yep. Name three famous aliens. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll give you another one. I'm sorry.
I don't know any. What are you talking about?
Okay. I should have given that one to Holly. I apologize. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Alexis.
Yeah. Alexis.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm ready.
Yeah. Name three male names that start with S.
Sam.
This is going swimmingly.
It's Monday, baby.
It's Monday, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I know. Okay.
Why can't I think of any even
Steve.
After?
Steve.
Oh, Steve. Yeah. Hello, Steve.
Stan.
There we go. All right.
Yeah. Oh, well. Stu. Okay. Holly.
Pray for me.
Okay. Holly, name three tea flavors.
Earl Grey, ashwagandha, and mint.
Yeah. Oh. That was the perfect question for Holly.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I got my app open here, too.
Okay.
Jason?
Yes, ma'am.
Name three kingdoms.
Magic, animal, and whales.
The whale kingdom.
Wait, where's the whale kingdom, Jason? Bury the lead.
Under the sea, Holly.
I'd like to go to there.
Yeah.
To go to there.
Yeah, I want to sing to the humpback whales.
The sea kingdom.
Yeah, like in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Said,
Eternia for He-Man. There's another kingdom.
Oh,
Eternia.
That's a kingdom. Oh,
good one. Yeah. Nailed it.
Okay, Alexis, here we go. Lex, please name three ways to become rich.
Work, family, lottery.
Yeah. Yeah. Will. Make sure you're in that will. Okay.
Got to spend that night in that haunted house in order to get your blue, or what are they? I don't know. Okay. But.
Yeah. Happy Monday! Yeah.
And I say it ever so often, if there's anybody listening and you don't like your family and you really want to piss them off post-death, go ahead and leave me your land. Go ahead. Thank you.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I'm looking for somebody out there. You don't like your family. You don't have family and you have a few acres. Go ahead and leave. And we've provided some pleasure for you. Yeah. Go ahead and leave stuff to us. Thank you.
Are you
going to
miss downtown?
No, I wouldn't miss it at this point. No.
No. Okay.
No. So anybody out there, you don't like your family, go ahead and leave your land to good old Jason. That'd be a fun...
South Fork,
yeah. So thank you.
In North Country.
Wherever. Yeah. I don't care where. Wherever they want to give me land. Okay, here we go. Lex, was that just you? Yeah, that was you.
Yeah, it's Holly's
turn. Holly, please name three meals that contain potatoes.
Mashed potatoes? Yeah. That's all you need. That's trifecta right there.
I think it meant like a burrito, a stew.
Oh, sure. That weird KFC bowl where they put everything on top of the potatoes.
I think they meant something like that.
Okay, because what is there a meal?
Right.
Where mashed potatoes, is the central featured item.
Yeah, good question. I don't know.
Okay, that's too much for today.
The sides are always my favorite anyway, so.
The what?
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay, Jason.
Yes, ma'am.
Name three sports played with rackets or bats.
Pickleball, baseball, badminton, ping pong, and.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
There. Huh. Oh. It's perfect for Alexis. Here we go. Alexis, please name three animals that lay eggs.
Oh, well, that would be any kind of bird. You know what's so funny? I'm sorry. The first thought was humans. And I'm like, we don't lay eggs. We have eggs, but we don't lay eggs.
Hey, that's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Wouldn't have even thought about that.
Yeah. Ugh. But it did specifically say lay.
Lay the eggs. Yeah. So, whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
That is weird. Wow. We're just weird.
Yeah.
What do you mean? That,
just thinking about everything. Humans have eggs. It's true.
Yeah.
But we don't lay them.
Uh-uh.
No.
Anyways, I just went to another dimension. Yes. Okay, back to 5 second showdown.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think about, like, wait, birds.
Yeah, 420 is insects. Saturday, Holly. Saturday.
420. Reptiles.
Save that for Saturday.
Saturday, Holly. Hey, Holly.
Jason, yes.
Name three things you can do naked.
You can go to sleep. You can take a shower. You can walk around your house.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Didn't say the obvious. Very nice, Holly.
Yeah, wait, what's the obvious?
Being naked.
Oh, sex?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's the obvious? God, Holly. I couldn't love you more. Lex, you didn't say the obvious.
No, I like that you went with others, because that's probably where our minds would go first, right, Jace?
No, absolutely. Bumping uglies was going to be my number one answer on the board. God. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's see what you say here, Jace. Yeah.
Okay.
Name three words you use to say bye.
Adios, peace, and out.
Peace out.
Try that the next time you want to leave someplace. Out.
Out.
And just leave.
And just leave.
Okay, we'll do one more quick little round. Okay, Alexis, please name three cleaning products.
Dawn, that Mr. Scrubby, and gosh.
Mr. Scrubby?
What's that guy that has a tight shirt on?
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Scrubby. Okay.
There is Scrub Daddy.
Yeah, I was mixing two together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Holly.
Yeah.
Mrs. Scrubby, please name three objects you can find in a basement or attic.
Mm. Old musty boxes, a record player, and a creepy doll.
Hot. Okay, last one.
Hot. Okay, here we go. Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Of course it went to my...
Of course it, yeah.
Oh, man. Continue.
What did it do?
Oh, it went to a... here we go. Ad. All right, here we go. All right. Yep. Name three Japanese meals.
Udon.
Wait, what happened to the music?
I'm sorry, I had to cough, so I had to turn my phone off.
Right. Oh.
And it's coming through my phone. And I realized, turn it back on!
Is udon? Udon is
udon
Japan,
is Japanese,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Yum, that sounds
udon,
so good right now.
Soba, okonomiyaki, sushi.
What Holly said, I was getting ready to say sushi. There we go, everybody. Yum. Oh, now, see... Now I'm real hungry for udon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get ramen. That savory breakfast.
Ooh, ramen, yeah. Mm. Oh, that'd be really good. Hey, everybody, there's still time to sign up for the big climb, Minneapolis. Join Team My Talk, Donna Valentine and Matt Belanger at US Bank Stadium on Saturday, April 20th to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. If you can't climb with us, you can still donate. Details, mytalk1071.com, keyword climb. Holly has Coachella fun when we come back.
Hey, friends, Alexis for JTR Roofing, Inc., jtrroofinginc.com. They want to help with all of your exterior projects. Yes, roofing is in the name, and yes, maybe you might have some shingle edges that are curling up. Maybe you have they're cracked, or you're missing some shingles. It's just worn out. Water's leaking into the attic. And with rain in the forecast, maybe this just makes you cringe because you just don't know, but you know there's a problem. Have GTR Roofing come out for an assessment. It's free. They just want to show you what they can do and what's going on. Of course, yes, roofing for sure, storm damage. They can also help with your siding, your soffit and fascia, gutters, windows, decking. So get a head start on those spring projects. Of course, GTR Roofing has a lot of experience working with insurance. And if you mention me or my talk, you can save $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. 651-777-7394, JTRRoofingInc.com.
Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Yes? You going to use your Target Circle today?
Can I?
Yeah, you could save a little extra. Pickles? Sometimes I like to take one of these and hang him in my gerbil's cage so he can use it as a punching bag.
Your gerbil boxes?
Well, he better after the lessons I bought him.
Now back to Mediocre Radio. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk. Oh, everything entertainment. Everything Kristen Wiig. Oh, the Target lady. They had some good sales during that Circle Week. A lot. I mean,
oh yeah,
big sales, good sales. I hope they do that again. That was fun.
Was that last week?
Yeah, it ended on Saturday, I believe.
Oh yeah.
Kind of like so the burrito close. Place.
I missed it. So
yeah, I missed it. Okay, Holly, you're probably, I mean, no offense to myself or Alexis, but you're probably the hippest person on our show.
Hip and happening.
Yeah.
In a far out way.
That's what I mean. Like, you're cool. So we rely on you to tell us about Coachella, because Lex and I would only qualify for old Chella. So, right. What do we need to know
about
Coachella?
Well, no doubt was there, Jace. We would have known a lot of the acts. Lauryn Hill.
You're right, Lex.
Oh, yeah. Look, Coachella is accommodating the generations.
Yeah.
They know that people want to party, but they also want to do it while wearing sensible footwear. And that's really up to you. No doubt had a reunion performance on Saturday night, and they took the stage for the first time since 2015. So it's almost been a decade.
Wow.
Gwen Stefani was back in top form. I miss the No Doubt Gwen Stefani.
Me too.
No shade to her countryified, The Voice, Blake Shelton version of her persona. But she was rocking it out. And they were singing the hits. It's My Life. Just a Girl.
Oh.
Bathwater. And to join them in a rendition of their song Spiderweb was Olivia Rodrigo.
Wow. Oh.
Everyone's favorite pop rock girl of the moment.
Yes.
Oh,
it's a great combo there.
It was, yes.
They were jumping and dancing and singing.
Yeah, it was super fun. I would play a clip, but there are so many swears in the audience and other things that I just feel like I'd like to have a job today.
Yeah.
So you can go and check it out on social media. But that was really cute. I mean, this was all about collaborations and special performances. That wasn't the only one that would tickle the nostalgia. How about Will Smith coming on stage at Coachella last night?
Yeah.
I saw a picture.
Yes. And he performed with J Balvin, and they did the song Men in Black.
Love.
Here comes Men in Black. And he was dressed. Will Smith was dressed as an agent. And Alexis, I think that you were projected onto a 20-foot screen behind them.
What do you mean, Holly? What are you talking about?
Your people. And there are dancing aliens on stage.
Oh!
I love it.
And the whole thing, it was corny as all get up.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
Oh.
Your people representing Lex, the aliens.
Don't know what you mean about that, but I'm sure it was really fun to see the performance and to hear that song.
I mean, they're out in the desert, dropping by a little left from Studio 54, and they were like, hey, let's go there. And Jaden Smith was there, too, his son, and Justin Bieber, and they hugged it out. Somebody got footage of them backstage hugging it out.
Aww.
But other Lauryn Hill, a mini Fugees reunion with Wyclef Jean.
Wow. That must have been fun.
Yeah, because Praz, well, you know, he's had a lot of legal woes, as we like to say, of recent. So I don't think he was available for that. Doja Cat was on stage. Who else was collaborating? We also had Kesha joining Renee Rapp during her Coachella set.
Mm.
We also had, how could I forget, Lana Del Rey and Billie Eilish.
Yes.
Singing Lana Del Rey's song Video Games together on stage. And I will say, Billie Eilish did a better Lana Del Rey than Lana Del Rey.
Wow.
Oh.
It's hard to
really,
do.
Holly?
Yeah.
Well, this is how old I am. Do you know the headline that popped out at me?
Oh, gosh.
Ointment food sales prices. Up. Oh, no.
food crisis?
How much is food at Coachella?
Oh, Thank you, Alexis. The crisis at food? Has inflation hit the festival circuit, Jason?
Yes, it has. Oh, thank you, Holly, for asking.
Gosh.
I saw some poor Gen Zers. This is no joke. Maybe you saw it on the talk, because, you know, I'm really big into the talk now. I saw two poor little blonde Gen Zers sitting in the grass on a sunny day, and these two young ladies were enjoying two burritos, two beverages, and maybe I think a bag of chips, and their bill was over $60
for two burritos, two drinks, and chips.
Oh yeah, yes. Those are very sad burritos too, because the burritos, two burritos, fit in one container. You need a giant burrito to fit in that one container.
Did you see this video, Holly?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Thank you. Was it chips, Holly, or what was their side? I know they had something other than the burritos.
Two little paper cups of salsa.
Okay,
and
that's
they
right.
Have and they have drinks.
Oh, there was no.
No, there was no side. Jeez, there weren't even chips.
Lex.
Two burritos and a cucumber drink.
Lex. Mm. Two burritos, two drinks, over $60 at Coachella.
Oh my gosh.
That's the headline that popped out at me.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's food prices were crazy.
And on top of that, the tickets were $4.99 to $5.99. Not $4.99.
No.
$499 to $599. And that does not include fees.
No. They were saying VIP tickets were going for $2,000, $3,000.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
A shot of vodka was $17.
Okay, well, they're not, now you're talking. No, I'm just joking. Yeah. That's even higher than Vegas and Disney prices.
Yeah.
Oh my word.
I don't know what the policy is of bringing your own snacks to Coachella.
I don't think you can. I think it's no-cella. No.
Oh my goodness, because I was going to say. You know, with old Chella, you'd come equipped with granola bars and some goldfish.
Yeah.
And a packet of black licorice.
And for dessert, Werther's Originals.
That's right.
Alexis, for a second. And Alexis could bring some of your seaweed candy that you love, Lex.
Absolutely.
You have.
Yeah, my nori. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, I wouldn't go to this. I wouldn't go to this when I was in my 20s. This just wasn't my thing.
Oh, I would have absolutely gone to this.
Lex,
probably in my 20s, 30s, maybe last year.
You would have. This is so your thing, Lex.
Ugh.
You went to raves.
Maybe one day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
I always love that fun fact about you.
Oh, yeah.
Lex went to raves.
Oh, yeah. Raves are fantastic.
I would just now, Holly, like, look at Alexis. I would love to see Alexis at a rave like right now. That would be like a great episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Oh, yeah. Just Lex at a rave right now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine.
Oh, my gosh. In the club. I don't know.
Feeling it.
Knew the club days were over when I fell asleep at 4 a.m. on a couch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, it's 4 in the morning. Yeah.
I'm just like, nope, I'm going to bed.
Yeah. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
The Monday edition of Am I the Asshat's coming up, the Dirt Alert, and a lot of TV to talk about. Stay right there. We'll be back after this.